सतन्मयो हि अमृतो ईशसंस्थो सर्वगो भुवनस्य गुप्ता या ईशे अस्य जगतो नित्यमेव नैन्नो हेतुर्विद्यते ईशनाय यो ब्रह्मानं विदधातु पूर्वं यो वै वेदांश्च प्रहिणोति तस्मै तंह देवमात्मबुद्धि प्रकाशं मुमुक्षुर्वै शरणमहं प्रपद्ये निष्कलं निष्क्रियं शान्तं निरवध्यं निरञ्जनम् अमृतस्य परं सेतुं दग्धेन्ध्यन इवानलम् फ्रॉम शीतश्वतरूपनिषद्. He is the self of the universe, the immortal being, the Lord. He is the all-knowing, all-pervading protector of the universe. He alone rules the world forever and none else. Desirous of emancipation, I seek refuge in that effulgent being whose light reveals the knowledge of the Atman, who first creates the cosmic soul and delivers to him the supreme knowledge, who is without parts, without actions, tranquil, without fault, without taint, who is the supreme bridge to immortality, and is self-effulgent, like a blazing fire consuming its fuel. It is very difficult to meditate on Brahman, who has no form, no qualities. We have no concept. But the Upanishad indicates some aspects of Brahman. Nishkalam, kala means parts, it has no parts. Nishkriyam, it has no action. Shantam, calm, serene. Niravaidyam, without any faults. Niranjanam, taintless. Amritasya param shetum, bridge to immortality. And then give a very stupid analogy. Dagde, dagda, indana, eva, analam. When we set fire in a big piece of wood, we find the smokes, blazing live fire. But when that entire wood is completely burnt, at that time only we see the fire, the real luminous fuel. Giving us some ideas, they try to imagine, meditate on the Atman this way. This Brahman is the source of the universe, all-pervading. This Brahman rules the Ishvara, rules this world. And if you want emancipation, liberation, take refuge in Brahman. That Brahman will illumine our hearts. Then we find another beautiful concept. What does Brahman do? He illumines our hearts. Atma buddhi prakasham. He illumines our intellect, buddhi. Mumukshurvai sharanamaham prapadye. If you really want liberation, you try to be mumukshu. You must have burning desire for liberation. Mumukshu. At the same time, the mumukshu should take refuge. Self-effort and self-surrender. These two things must be practiced simultaneously in spiritual life. Beautiful, balanced way, the Upanishad tells us, only mumukshu will not do. And only Sharanagati, as long as you have ego, real Sharanagati will not come. Mumukshu means I am exerting my ego. I am making effort to realize God. Finally, we see self-effort is not enough. Grace is also is very important. And that grace comes when we surrender ourselves to God. So, let us be mumukshu and let us surrender ourselves. Let us create our desire to realize God and let us surrender ourselves to God. Then the grace will come. At that time, the God will reveal our heart and reveal himself to us. Let us meditate God in that way. Om. Om sahana bhavatu, sahana ubhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastuva, vidveshavahai. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. May Brahman protect us, may he guide us, may he give us strength and right understanding. May love and harmony be with us all. Om, peace, 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 and truth. Panchadoshi, verse 37. Last time we are talking about Vijnanavada Buddhism. I'm going to explain the philosophical ideas of that school of Buddhism. You remember I gave an example? Everything is in the mind. Example, happiness, misery, both are in the mind. Your son has gone to fight in Afghanistan. News came, he is dead. The parents began to cry, but that news is a false news. Their son was alive, he was kidnapped, not dead. Later on, he was rescued and came back to America. And parents are happy. Parents are crying, their son dead. Their son died in Afghanistan. But later on, it was found their son did not die. Parents are very happy. Again, we find your son is really dead, but you are not aware of it. You are enjoying your life, happy, laughing, joking. But actually your son died, but you are not aware. So in one place we see that son is not dead, but you are crying. And here son is dead, you are not crying. It proves that everything is in the mind. That is the example. Now this school, Buddhist school, he was talking about, very interesting, so of course I also do not understand many of their arguments. Very difficult, very confusing sometimes. They say, in our buddhi, in our mind, antakarana, there is a current of knowledge. A thought current is continuously flowing. Thought current. It is called Vijnanavadi Buddha. Vijnan. It's a knowledge. Flow of knowledge going through the mind. You are thinking this is one. No, 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 no. Millions. Salakshanam. Each thought is different. Example, he is giving this example. You are bathing in the Mississippi River. Continuously water is touching your body. The water which is touching right now, the same water is not touching your body again. Continuously new waters are touching your body and flowing to the New Orleans. Oil lamp, which is continuously burning. You see, it is only one. No, it is not one. It is soaking, it is consuming oil and the wick all the time. It is continuous. Many thoughts, many things. Salakshanam, each thought, each species is different. Seeing that Salakshanam, they came to this idea, it is kshanikam, it is momentary. Next thought came, momentary. So our happiness, misery, these are all momentary. Then why do they go? Shunyam. It goes to void. Example, if you blow the oil lamp, the flame, boom, it goes. It disappears. Where does it go? The flame which you blew it up, it disappeared. They say that is Nirvana, according to Buddhism. I told you in a very brief way. And now listen how they say, they explain Yogacara Buddhism, Vijnanavadi. Buddha is telling, listen, tinchi story, kebul matra bigyan. Mind is the object, the mind is the subject, and the mind is the knowledge. All three are in the mind. Objection. I see the chair. I see microphone, I see my book. These are all objects. Then he says, yes, they are objects, but they are all in the mind. These are all just kalpana. Just, if there is no mind, this the object does not exist. So it is all in the mind. If my mind is shut, these objects are not visible. So mind, they just do not exist. That is their view. Everything is in the mind. Think story, kebulmutra began. This flow of knowledge. The current of consciousness. That is their idea. Objection? In dream, You are eating a sumptuous feast from a restaurant. Will it fill up your stomach? That is the objection. You are enjoying, oh, what a beautiful dinner today. Ah, oh, I am eating. But if you say everything is in the mind, that doesn't fill your stomach. Another objection. You see that the current of consciousness is continuously going on. The thing which is now the same thing is not coming back to you. It is continuously flowing, going. Objection, what about memory? There is no place for memory. Your childhood days, your boyhood days, your father, mother, perhaps they do not exist anymore. So all these thoughts, all these memories, where do they come from? You say everything is going and nothing comes back. So where do they go? They cannot answer. See the problem of these philosophical schools. They cannot answer. So first, he says, the world you see, mitha kalpana. It is false imagination, you are seeing this world. But if it is false, then you don't need nirvana. Nirvana also is false. Liberation is also false. Everything is not false imagination. Then he says that, you know, there is a karjakaran shrinkhal. In the mind also, there is a cause and chain of cause and effect. Millions of causes, millions of effects. A chain of causes. Buddha found out the 12 chains of the cause and effect. What is the, I have problem, I am born. What is the cause? My desire. What is the cause of desire? Ignorance. What is the cause of ignorance? In this way he went on and on and on and on. At last find out here. 12 connections Buddha discovered. They call it Pratitya Samutpada. Cause and effect. The whole world is nothing but cause and effect. You are happy, there is a cause. You are unhappy, there is a cause. Every effect must have a cause, every cause must have an effect. Ananta Prabhu. This current of consciousness is ananta, without beginning, without end. It is continuously flowing and flowing. Shunyata. Where do they go? Void. Void. Shunyam. What shunyam is? Visheraitam. Non-existence of the objects. There is no objects. Then how can I meditate on the thing which has no object? Mind always takes a form. And how can I meditate shunyam? Why? Then he says, at that time, you must imagine the false object. Let me give you another example. One of my friends used to say, meditation is wrong. Why? Because you accepted there is ignorance. There is no ignorance. I am the Atman. Atman should not meditate. Why do you practice spiritual discipline? You think that I am bound, I have problems, I have ignorance, I have lust, anger, jealousy, all this stuff. So I shall clean up myself. That is the reason why you practice spiritual discipline. But the person, the ultimate Vedanta says, not there is no baddho, no sadhaka, there is no bondage, no bound soul, no spiritual aspirant, ittisha paramarthata. No mumukshur, no boy muktam, there is no desire, seeker of Brahman, there is no liberation, all is one. That is the ultimate reality. That this school is trying to understand, trying to make the thing, that is the thing we try to tell you. Buddha once observed this current of knowledge, consciousness, flow. Then he says, well, a oil lamp manifests all around, but it manifests itself also. I manifest everything, I manifest myself also. So it is Shashang Veda. I know myself. Whether your stomach is full or not, seeing your face, I cannot tell you. Only you know your stomach is full. So the person who is illumined, only that person knows that I am illumined. That is called Shashang Veda. Parashang Veda, seeing your signs, you know, I know the signs of the Nora Brahman. I shall put that signs on you and check whether you pass the test or not. That is called Parashang Veda. Anyhow, let us go to the text now. I am just giving you some a little taste of the school of Buddhism. What is the main discussion of our talk? Isha srishta daito, jiva srishta daito. The duality which is created by God and the duality which is created by you and me. If these two duality, where we are now? Isha srishta daito, the thing God created, you cannot destroy it. But the thing which you have created, you can destroy it. You built your house, you can burn it, you can destroy it, demolish it. Because it is my house, I created. My body, my things, I can destroy my everything. He's talking about the dvaita, duality, the karma which you created, you can destroy it. That he is talking about. You cannot destroy my karma, I cannot destroy your karma. Your bad thing, you can change it. Your good thing, you can change it. But somebody else cannot do it. Food, you will have to eat by yourself. Otherwise, your stomach will remain hungry. Verse 37. Boyartham ustu yabayyam na baraitum ishmai prajanam apikshante manani iti hi sthiti hi. Or we may admit that external objects serve little useful purpose, yet we cannot dispense with them altogether. In any case, cognition is concerned with the existence of objects and not with their utility. Footnote. Or we may admit that all external objects are without purpose, as it may be argued that ideas may be the result of previous impressions and need not necessarily depend on the existence of external objects for the time being. Still, it is not Vijnanavada of the Yogacharas, for they do not even admit the existence of external objects, while we cannot deny it. Thorns serve no purpose on the road, but we cannot deny their existence. This is the little difference, try to understand it very carefully. The difference between this Buddhistic school of Yogacara or Vijnanvadi Buddha between and Vedanta. They think that external objects do not exist. And Vedanta says it exists, but I do not need them. You remember I gave that illustration? Here is a gold watch. It makes me happy. You do not have watch. It makes you miserable. I want that watch. And here is an Indian farmer, does not care for watch. He is completely indifferent. Whether it exists or not, he does not care. So this Nora Brahman, whether world exists or does not exist, he does not care. Because he doesn't need it. If I need it, then if I have desire, then I have problem. If I get, I am happy. If I do not get, I am unhappy. So in Nora Brahman, this whole world full of beautiful objects of enjoyments, men, women, money, name, fame, all Hollywood shows, he does not care. So whether they exist or not, he does not care. A tremendous renunciation, and they know that it is impermanent. They are not real. But after realizing God, he sees that Hollywood, all these things, everything is real. Everything is Brahman. That Thakur says, Anulom Vilom. Anulom Vilom. When mind comes toward the world, he sees everything is Brahman. And when he merges into samadhi, the world disappears. He becomes one with Brahman. So his mind goes this way, up and down. In all cases, he sees nothing but Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi, the moment he opens his eyes, Tattamusi, you are Brahman. That is the ultimate spiritual experience of Vedanta. I am Brahman, you are also Brahman. That he is talking about. 37. I may not need external objects, but there is nothing wrong to external objects exist in this world. Moreover, it is proved by the validity, you know, pratyaksha, it is self-evident that it exists. I perceive it. That is called perception. That is called pratyaksha. The Buddhists, this commentator mentioned, the Buddhists did not believe in the Vedas. Through reasoning, they tried to establish the world is not real. But without, through argument, you cannot reach the truth. It depends upon your anubhuti, your experience. Without experiencing this truth, the world is unreal, that knowledge will not come. Verbally you are saying that world does not exist, but you have not experienced it. Please try to understand. This intellectual understanding and experience are not the same. For example, I know if I smoke cigarette, I shall get cancer. Still, I smoke cigarette. So intellectually, I know cigarette is bad, but I smoke. That is the difference between intellectual knowing and spiritual experience. Spiritual experience will change your life and character. So what did the Buddhists do? They gave up the karma yoga, what is called, and the upasana, or the ritualistic and all these purifications. So they became all monks. And through the lips they say, the world is not real. But they have secret, hidden desire for enjoyment for this world. And as a result, there is a tremendous degradation in Buddhism. This author made that commentary. Bandhaschet manasam dvaitam ta nirudhena sammati abhyaset ujjaga Ujjagam eva ato brahma gyanena king bada. Objection. If the mind causes bondage by giving rise to the phenomenal world, the world could be made to disappear by controlling the mind. So only yoga needs to be practiced. What is the necessity of knowledge of Brahman? Again, Purva Paksha, the Buddhist school, is raising question to the Vedantins. You know, you say mind. A phenomenal world. The world could be disappear, controlling the mind. Yoga Shitta Vritti Niruddha, Patanjali mentioned, the world can vanish by practicing Nirudha Samaskara. So, what is the, you don't need any Brahman. Why do you need a Brahman? Reply. Tatkalika dvaita shanto opi agamajiya nikshaya brahmajnanam vina nasyat iti vedanta jinjima. Reply. Though by controlling the mind, duality can be made to disappear temporarily, the complete and final destruction of the mental creation is not possible without a direct knowledge of Brahman. This is proclaimed by the Vedanta. Momentarily and permanently, two words. The yoga, practicing Patanjali yoga, you really can stop the thought waves of the mind. No doubt about it. But according to Patanjali, according to the yoga school, Prakriti is infinite. Purusha infinite, Prakriti infinite. Even after realizing God, you are also in the Prakriti. Maya. Tatkalika, atyantika. These are the two words. Tatkalika mane, at that time you are completely free from the thought waves of the mind. Or atyantika means forever. Atyantika. Example, Shankar Karika says, Dukkha Travighata Jigansa Tadabhata Kehetu Drishtisa Parthachet Naikatyantato Bhavat. Being tormented by three kinds of desire, a question came in human mind, is there any end? I have so many misery. Is there any end of misery? Bali, yes, yes. Bali, what is the problem? What is the problem? I'm hungry. Eat food. Hunger will go away. Sir, again hunger comes. Again eat food. Again hunger comes. Again eat food. Enjoy, desire for enjoyment. Enjoy, again enjoy, again enjoy. There is no end. It is not atyantika. But the knowledge of Brahman, bas, finish. It will burn all of your desires and you will give liberation so that you will not have to come back again. That is the goal of Vedanta. I want liberation, final liberation. Let me see, this man wrote a very nice footnote. Those who are followers of Vedanta, they practice, they are very pure souls, they practice non-dualistic Vedanta, I am Brahman, thou art that. And thus they get this knowledge, direct knowledge. As I told you, knowledge is also two kinds, direct knowledge, indirect knowledge. What is indirect knowledge? The knowledge we learn from the scriptures and from the guru. My guru says God exists. The scripture says God exists. I have the knowledge of God from my guru and from scriptures. That is called indirect knowledge. And direct knowledge, I experienced God. That is direct knowledge. So when the direct knowledge comes, he experiences the nam, rupa, name, form are not real. Yatra yatra manojati tatra tatra samadhaya. Wherever mind goes, I see everything is Brahman. Sarvam khalvidam brahma. Everything is Brahman. The gyan is, this kind of experience is natural to a man of anvara Brahman. It is called Sahaja Samadhi, natural awareness. It comes effortlessly. Ihake badho purvok samadhi bole. Byabohar kale gyaner ei samadhi kaje na. Gyaner nike bhitor bahir brahma. Even in the waking stage, when he is in this world, at that time also, that's inside that samadhi continues. He sees world differently. But when I see some people say, I am Brahman, but the moment you see a tiger in front of you, run away. Why do you run away? Do you know what Vasishtha said? When Vasishtha was coming to the court of the king, and the king wanted to test his knowledge of Brahman, so they sent a mad elephant toward Vasishtha, the guru. And guru ran away. Then, I think Rama or Dasharatha says, you are a great sage, you are a Nora Brahman, you say that everything is Brahman. When the elephant went toward you run away. What is the matter? You should say that elephant is the Brahman. Do you know what Vasishtha says? Palayanopi mitha. My running away is also false. The elephant is false, no doubt. My running away also is false. Palayanopi mitha. My running away is also not real. I'm going to say, Nirod Samadhi. If Samadhi will not break, then he says, Rishi Patanjali. His Samadhi broke and he came to teach his Yoga Sutra. Your scripture says that if you have the knowledge of the non-duality, you have become free from fear. Dityadvai vayam bhavati. Fear comes when there is duality. But see the problem of the yoga school? Their religion is dual religion. Prakriti and Purusha, their duality is there all the time. So there is fear. In Vedanta, there is no duality. One without a second. Ekameva dvityam, one without a second. But your Sankhya and Yoga, you have duality. You have a dualistic religion. Your religion is dualistic. Purusha and Prakriti, both are real. The knowledge of oneness, Brahma Jiva is Brahman, it is only Vedanta speaks. All religions are dualistic. Tatkalika. Vedanta Jinjiva. This commentator mentioned, Gyatva Devam Vichyate Sarva Pashai. When you experience Brahman, you will be free from all shackles, bondages. Gyatva Shivam Shantim Attantam Eti. Knowing Brahman or Shiva, you will get eternal peace. Yada charmabad akashan vishtvishyanti manava, tada devam abhigyaya dukkhishyanta bhavishyati. Can you fold this infinite space like a leather? No. Similarly, without the knowledge of Brahman, of this oneness, there cannot be any liberation. You cannot attain liberation without this knowledge. Tameva vidityo atimrityum eti nanya pantha vidyate ayanaya. Knowing this Brahman, you can transcend death. There is no other way. Kuivalya muktir jnana matrena ukta. Kuivalya mukti. This non-dual liberation is possible only from this non-dual knowledge. Then he was talking duality is there in this world. You cannot make everything one, but you can have the non-dualistic knowledge by yourself. Let the world be there, but I do not see it. I see only God and God alone. Look at Sri Ramakrishna. Street girls, he is seeing the Jijivan mother. He is seeing the mother in everybody, in everything. That is something. You know, when Christ says the kingdom of heaven is in the new, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This kingdom, this whole world becomes heaven. If we have that knowledge of Brahman, God. When we see a snake on a rope, we see duality. Rope, I have the knowledge of rope, I have the knowledge of snake. The moment I bring the light, that kind of thing comes from the darkness. But when I see the light, in the light I see the rope as a rope, the knowledge of snake disappears. So when I have the knowledge of Brahman, this knowledge of the world disappears. Only Brahman remains. We see otoshya protoshya. This whole world is saturated by that cosmic consciousness, Brahman. Thakur says, I see all men, women, all made of wax. Wax. That is the knowledge. Non-dual experience. Very interesting. He gave another beautiful example. I went in search of a gem. And I saw the gem. But I have no knowledge about the gem. I heard about the gem. I saw the gem. But I have no knowledge whether it is a gem or something else. At that time, do you know what I need? I need a teacher who has the knowledge of the gem. He will tell you, look, my child, this is a gem. Do you understand? This is the gem. Immediately I got the knowledge of the gem. My guru said that. He's talking about that how important it is to have the knowledge of the Vedas, Shastra. You see, Sri Ramakrishna has a deep problem. After realizing the God, he did it out of himself, but he could not have any chance to compare with the scriptures. He did not know the scriptures. He did not have any guru. All of a sudden, there's vision of God. People considered him to be crazy. Then when Bhairavi Brahmani came, she said, Father, the signs I see in you, these are the signs of the Mahabhava. Radha Chaitanya had these kinds of experiences. So you are perfectly all right, you are not crazy. Just see the problem, why we need a guru, why we need the help of the scriptures. Because Thakur could not compare himself, he was confused. And Mathura is bringing doctors after doctor. All medical teams came to Dakshineswar. It is really interesting. Sri Ramakrishna's vision came from his own longing. Why we need this help of the scriptures? Why we need the help of the guru? For our spiritual experience. Who will tell you that whether you get the gem or a chunk of something else? All right, up to this tonight. You know, sometimes it is very, very interesting to discuss this philosophy. It clears our understanding about scripture. Masatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityurma amritam gamaya, abhiravir mayedi, rudra jate dakshinamukam, dinamam pahi nityam, om shanti, shanti, shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.